This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Federal officials want to enter settlement talks with an environmental group that sued the government over the potential climate change impacts from burning coal mined in western states. Justice Department spokesman Wynn Hornbuckle says government attorneys have asked judges overseeing the cases to put them on hold until April 1st. The projects combined involve more than 600 million tons of coal in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. The group Wild Earth Guardians has prevailed in similar cases that challenged mining projects in Montana and Colorado. The move to settle the still pending lawsuits comes after Interior Secretary Sally Jewell last month imposed a moratorium on new sales of taxpayer-owned coal reserves. There had been long-standing criticism of the government's coal program by some members of Congress. Funding for land and water conservation fund projects in Montana has more than doubled since it was last offered in 2014. Montana State Parks announced earlier this week that the maximum grant award per project this year is $150,000. State Parks runs their grant cycle every 2 years to provide more money for projects. Seth MacArthur is with Montana State Parks.
Projects are getting so expensive, so we thought we would increase it in case there are some bigger projects that communities are trying to do and to where they could use that, that extra reimbursement on their projects.
Grants may provide up to 50% of a local project's total costs. Montana State Parks will be accepting applications through April 15th. They'll be available to local, public, and outdoor recreation project sponsors statewide. You can find more details at our website. That's mtpr.org. The Associated Press has corrected a story we broadcast yesterday about a former high school band teacher in Butte who's accused of sexually assaulting a student and providing alcohol to others. That teacher, Scott L. York, used to teach at Butte Central High School, not Butte High, as the Associated Press reported yesterday. Wednesday, York entered an Alford plea on the sexual assault charge in Ravalli County District Court in Hamilton. Under the Alford plea, he does not admit guilt, but acknowledges prosecutors have enough evidence to gain a conviction. York remains free on $100,000 bond. He's set to be sentenced April 6th. Under the plea agreement with prosecutors, he'd be sentenced to 20 years at the Montana State Prison with 15 suspended. A Bozeman area company that provides wildlife for films and TV shows is now fighting the state's decision to revoke its license for violations found during an inspection. Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that a law firm for Animals of Montana Incorporated sent a letter to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks requesting a hearing to protest the department's decision to pull its menagerie license. FWP said it found the company had committed 25 violations last year. A man who was released from prison after driving drunk and killing a teacher in a northern Montana crash nearly a decade ago has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for violating his parole. The Daily Interlake reports that Jason DeShazer was sentenced yesterday after he admitted violating his parole by driving drunk and using drugs. The 2006 crash killed Summers teacher Don Bowker. Two Republican congressmen who are military veterans have introduced a bill requiring women to register for the draft. Representatives Duncan Hunter of California and Ryan Zinke of Montana announced yesterday the legislation is aimed at provoking a fuller discussion of the Pentagon's decision to open all combat jobs to women. Hunter and Zinke say the decision ignores research from the Marine Corps and Special Operations Forces. They also say the decision was made without considering whether women should be drafted and potentially serve on the front lines. Hunter says it's unfortunate the Draft America's Daughters Act had to be introduced, and he might even vote against his own bill. Hunter served in the Marine Corps with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Zinke is a former Navy SEAL. Backers of a ballot measure to expand rights for crime victims and their families say they have enough signatures to put the Marcy's Law initiative before voters in November. Montana is one of several states where national victims' rights advocates hope to build momentum for the law, now in effect in California and Illinois. The law would amend the state constitution to require prosecutors to inform victims or their families of key developments in a case and accord them the right to be heard in proceedings. Organizers say they have the minimum of at least 2,000 signatures from each of 29 counties, but will continue their efforts over the next 2 weeks before filing with the Secretary of State's office. Efforts are also underway to get the measure on ballots in Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Dakota. University of Montana President Royce Engstrom says he's not keeping the $6,000 a year raise he was recently awarded. He made that announcement during his mid-year update address on campus on Wednesday. Engstrom says he'll donate his raise
to the University of Montana Foundation to set up a second presidential leadership scholarship. We did this 2 years ago with that raise, and so we're going to do that again.
The donation comes as university regents face criticism for giving Engstrom a raise at a time when the school is cutting 192 jobs in an attempt to balance its budget in the face of declining enrollment. Meanwhile, the head of one of the country's largest heavy civil contracting firms has pledged $6 million to Montana State University. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the donation from Bozeman's Tim and Mary Barnard will go toward the university's College of Engineering and a planned South Campus development. Tim Barnard is a founder and chairman of Barnard Companies Incorporated, which specializes in highways, bridges, and other commercial and other infrastructure projects. Bernard, a Villanova graduate, has been involved with MSU since the late 1980s. He since established two scholarships and helped fund a new faculty. He received an honorary doctorate from MSU in 2011. One in five children in Montana are at risk of not having enough to eat. The Montana Food Bank Network is promoting a social media campaign around the Super Bowl to help get food to kids in schools. Claire Bergeson reports.
Children generally have access to nutritious meals in school, but may go hungry on weekends and vacation days. The Backpack Program found a solution to that problem. In 2008, the Desmet School in Missoula tried discreetly handing students bags of kid-friendly, easy-to-prepare meals for days they're not in school. The school's Shelley Andries says the program eases the burden for families and that kids come to school less hungry on Mondays. But she's also seen more.
One of the things I've noticed is how grateful families are and how thankful they are.
Stephanie Stratton with the Montana Food Bank Network says that since 2008, that program has grown exponentially, now in 97 school sites feeding 3,000 kids a week. They encourage people to donate to the program and show their support for children's nutrition by wearing jerseys this Friday with Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
It could be your local high school's football jersey or an NFL team, whatever you like. It's just the idea to root for your community and show your support by rocking a jersey.
You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.
Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.